In this podcast, we will explain why people take drugs, the consequences of taking drugs, some statistics, and real-life examples. I'm Lexi, and with me are Jimmy, Gina, and Paul. First, Polly will tell you about drug abuse.
Drug abuse is the use of drugs for non-therapeutic effect. Some of the most common abuse drugs are alcohol, nicotine, marijuana, amphetamines, Barbitax, and cocaine. Drug abuse may lead to organ damage, addiction, disturbed patterns of behavior. Some illicit drugs, such as heroin and acid, have no recognized therapeutic effect in humans. Use of drugs often incur criminal penalties, in addition to potential for physical, social, and physiologic harm.
Interesting, Polly. So what are street drugs?
Street drugs are drugs that are taken for non-medical reasons, usually for mind-altering effects.
Hey, Lexi, why do people do drugs if they aren't for medical reasons?
Well, Gina, some reasons for taking this risk might be a way to deal with bad grades and serious relationship issues.
Gina, do you know any real-life examples of someone on street drugs?
Yeah, I read this kid, John, online. John started doing drugs the summer after 8th grade when kids pressured him into it. He started out with marijuana and got addicted soon enough, but eventually marijuana wasn't enough, and he started doing things like acid, cocaine, and heroin. He soon wound up in the hospital from a major overdose of cocaine and 9 pills. Even after this, he still has craving for drugs and thinks about getting some. He knows drugs screwed up his life for sure and hopes that other teens realize the consequences before taking them.
Jimmy, what about drugs like crack, cocaine, and heroin? What are the consequences of these drugs?
Crack and cocaine can lead to serious heart and breathing problems, and they are extremely addictive. Heroin can cause drowsiness, nausea, stomach cramps, vomiting, chronic constipation, dry skin, scarred veins, and breathing problems. It may lead to HIV, hepatitis B or C, or bacterial endocarditis if you share needles with other users.
Hey Gina, can you tell us about some statistics about street drug abuse?
According to the Minnesota Institute for Public Health and Drug Prevention Resource Center, one out of every four Americans between the age of 26 and 34 have used cocaine in their lifetime, and at least 5,000 adults in the United States try cocaine for the first time each day. Today it is estimated that 22 to 25 million people have tried cocaine at least once. Conservative estimates indicate that there are over 2 million cocaine addicts in the United States today. Nearly half of all drug-related emergency room visits are due to cocaine abuse.
What are prescription drugs, Polly?
Prescription drugs are drugs you can get from friends and family's medicine cabinets that can be addictive, such as painkillers and certain cough medicines.
Hey Gina, what are the statistics of the use of prescription drugs?
Well, according to naturalnews.com, statistics prove prescription drugs have become the second most illegal drugs for kids between 12 to 17, behind marijuana. Lexi, why might someone take this risk?
Glad you asked. People find it easier and cheaper to get prescription drugs from friends and family's medicine cabinet, and they think that they are less harmful than street drugs.
What are some consequences of prescription drugs, Jimmy?
High doses of prescription drugs can lead to confusion, problems with senses, stomach pains, numbness, and hallucinations. People who take these can get addicted and try stronger, more dangerous drugs. These more dangerous drugs can lead to more dangerous consequences, such as heart trouble and heart failure, along with seizures, insomnia, lack of sleep, weight loss, fainting, and even death.
Do you guys know any real-life stories of prescription drug abuse by teens?
Oh yeah. I read online at teendrugstories.com about this girl, Erica. Erica's encounter with prescription drugs started when she was 13 and when she took stuff like Ritalin, Xanax, Percocet, and Vicodin. She mainly got them because they were easy to get from friends and family's medicine cabinets. Erica thought prescription drugs were a lot more safe than other stuff, and she got hooked on them fast. Her friends and family soon realized something was wrong because she was always breaking curfew, stealing things, hanging out with different people, and dressing differently. She was mandated by court into a residential treatment center and came out 3 months later as a new person with a new lifestyle.
Okay, so today we learned that drug abuse is the use of drugs for non-therapeutic effect. Prescription drugs can be extremely dangerous, and you should not be taken unless they are prescribed by a doctor. They can lead to brain damage, heart failure, insomnia, fainting spells, and other bad consequences. There are also street drugs which shouldn't be taken and can be extremely harmful to your heart, brain, and other vital organs.
So you should never give in to peer pressure or feel the need to take drugs because they are not the solution.